Don Schubert's on the show, president of the Connecticut Construction Industries Association, also a massive supporter of veterans.
Yes.
A veteran himself.
Yep.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, everybody. It's nice to be on the show this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I can't believe you're on the 14th annual Joint Forces Luncheon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been 14 years, Chaz. And, well, this year is a little bit different. You and AJ were with us a couple years ago when we met the Shepherd's Men.
Yeah.
Yes.
A bunch of guys that were raising money for the Share Military Initiative down at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta. They've saved, I think the latest count is 750 veterans from suicide.
Wow.
And, we've been doing this every year now for 14 years. We were going along our way and everything was going and going and going. We were having a good time. And then in March last year, something happened. A Marine Corps veteran who is a licensed social worker, actually. He became a licensed social worker to help other veterans. And I could tell you, Chaz, many of us admired this guy as probably the best resource for a veteran in need in Connecticut. And in March of last year, he reached out for us looking for help. He was struggling with his neurological and mental health issues related to a combat-related traumatic brain injury. And, I think he was one of those people that just thought helping other people, he would get better. And his life was crashing down on him, and things were catching up with him. And fortunately, he knew where to turn to with all of his experience. And he sent us an email asking if we could introduce him to the Shepherd's Men. And I think I called Travis Ellis before I even finished reading his email.
Yeah,
and,
that's an old wow moment,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Holy crap. When something like that happens, it's like you go from being a bunch of guys that go out and have a good time and raise money to help veterans to all of a sudden you're part of this amazing pathway that helps veterans get their lives back. And I called Travis right away. I think Travis was talking to him within minutes. Within 24 hours, the outreach coordinator from Share Military Initiative was talking to him. And at that point, there was a 9-month wait to get into the program. And he basically told Travis he didn't have 9 months. So they got him down there as quickly as they could. They did an assessment. And of course, they got him into the program as quickly as possible and expedited his care. And the good news is, on September 4th, my wife and I went down and attended his graduation. He's home today.
It's very emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on a minute. He's home today with his wife and his 4 kids. And so this year, I can tell you we're mustering everything we have to pay the Shepherd's Men back. We got to help them. So we're this is a very special event this year. We're really going to push it. We got to pay the Shepherd's Men back, and we got to make sure the Share Military Initiative can help other people. And just to know that he's home and he's with his family. And
can you imagine those kids?
Yeah.
Without their dad.
Man,
that's
you
tough.
See those kids lean on him, Chaz, and you can't believe it, man.
Yeah.
You just can't believe it. It's heartbreaking, you know. So, you know, you were part of it, Chaz. You were there when we met the Shepherd's Men. You were there when they wanted to do their movement in Connecticut.
Thank
God we made friends with those guys, you know, because just to be part of this was something.
You know how to pick friends.
Really, yeah, well, we're really looking forward to this year. Like you said, it's our 14th year, but this one's just extra special. And Travis is bringing 4 the Shepherd's Men with him. And we're going to make sure they have a good day here in Connecticut.
The Shepherd's Men, can you just explain what they do? They're strictly in the business of saving veterans.
Yeah, they're a bunch of, they're real volunteers, Chaz. They don't take anything, you know, they don't want anything. It was funny because when this guy originally needed help, I told Travis, I said, Travis, I'm going to pay for his plane ticket. And Travis said, no, that's what we do. And they're active duty military veterans and just civilians who are real patriots, and they get together. They have two purposes. One of them is to raise money to fund the Share Military Initiative at the Shepherd Center so they can pay 100% for these veterans to go down and participate in this program. And as you know, Chaz, the other thing is that they do a movement once a year someplace in the country. And they try to draw attention to veteran suicide, and they try to reach out to the veterans that are locked in the basement or can't answer the phone or just having a hard time and they're struggling, to try to get them the help they need. And when they did their movement in Connecticut, a woman saw it on TV and she called Travis, and her husband ended up going through the program. So they're a really committed group. They never ask for anything. They don't want anything. They just want the opportunity to help. And they've been absolutely amazing. And I think the last count at the Share Military Initiative was, that I heard, was 750 veterans.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Right.
With 100% success rate.
That's great.
And how difficult is it for these people who want to give and never want to ask for anything to reach out and say, I need help?
Yeah.
They're not known for wanting help. They're known for giving help.
No. Yeah.
And for him to do that, man, that's just what a shining example of what to do.
Seriously.
Like, if you think you need help, express it.
Yeah.
Tell someone.
Yes, please.
We were playing a video of a young man who went to a concert, had a piece of pizza, and made a 3-minute video about going to the medical tent.
Yeah.
It was just complaining the whole time. And you look at these, but this is the opposite of the spectrum.
Right.
The people who give. And very, very, very rarely ask for help. So what a great organization, Shepherd's Men.
Yes.
You will not donate a better dollar. Like, it will not go to a better place.
Yeah.
Seriously. We'll link up at WPLR.com. Don, thanks so much for coming on. And I believe we're going to talk to somebody very special next week.
You're going to have Moses on the air.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's going to come on the air. And he wants to, I'm going to let him tell you guys the story from his perspective. And what a guy. You're just going to, absolutely amazing person. And he's on a good track. And looking forward to his best life, that's for sure.
Yeah. Don Schubert, man, there should be a statue of you somewhere.
It should.
Thank you.
I don't think so, Jeff. Thanks for having me on the show. And thanks for everything you guys do to help veterans.
Oh,
you know,
please.
You guys are great. You're always there. And let me tell you, Chaz, all of us appreciate you. AJ, we love you. You guys are just great. We can't say enough. You guys have just been wonderful.
Ditto right back at you. Thank you, Don. We're linked up at the radio station website.
Very good. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you, brother.